It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We're going to talk some basketball here in just a moment. And just a programming note for you. Of course, we are the home of SLU Billikens basketball. They've got their second and final exhibition game coming up on Friday. They're going to take on Maryville. And we will have that broadcast for you here on KMOX. We did not play their first exhibition. And then they open up the season on Monday, November 4th against Santa Clara. A game being played in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Tonight is opening night in the NBA. With a couple interesting games. Knicks and Celtics play in Boston. Celtics are considered the favorite for the NBA title this year. And then the Timberwolves and Lakers are the second game before most of the rest of the NBA will be underway over the next few nights. One of our favorite people to be able to talk a lot of things with, including basketball, is Justin Garcia. You follow him on Twitter at Justin Garcia NBA. Works as the analyst for the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network. Does a lot of other things as well. He joins us right now. Justin, always great to talk with you. How are you?
Good, Matt. We're talking basketball. I thought you had me on to talk about Philip Broberg.
We'll talk a little hockey here in just a moment. Don't worry. I never have you on without mentioning the Blues, so we'll certainly get to that. And Jake Nabors signed a two-year deal today, yeah. So we got a few things to touch on. But before we get to that, this NBA season, I mentioned, you know, Boston is the favorite to win it, but I don't know. I look at the NBA this year, and I look at a lot of teams that are pretty darn good. I feel like it's a wide-open race. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree. It's as wide open as I can remember it being. I mean, you have to talk, since Jordan retired, and even then you had Hakeem Olajuwon and the Rockets and some young teams really coming up. But they've really kind of leveled the playing field where you have a number of teams that feel like they have a really good chance to win the championship. Certainly the Celtics you would point to. Everybody loves the Thunder. But I think in the West especially, it is wide open where you could point to four or five teams that probably have equal odds or at least feel just as confident.
I mean, Boston, Oklahoma City, there's some love for the Knicks, some love for the 76ers. That might be a stretch. Timberwolves, Nuggets coming out of the West, even a team like Dallas, the Bucks that you're attached to with Giannis, obviously they're going to always be in there. I mean, just, and it feels like you can even go past that. Like, it just, if everything falls right for one of these teams or they make the correct in-season acquisition, you can see a path for so many different teams.
Yeah, and I know that's what the league wanted. I think, and this isn't just speaking as someone whose team was impacted by this, I think they may have gone a little far with some of the restrictions we've seen with the salary cap and really trying to thwart teams from building those mega teams that we've seen in the past. Now, you say that, but you have the same offseason where we mentioned that the New York Knicks acquire Karl-Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges, and we've seen more player movement. But the main thing is, like, when you think back to those Golden State Warriors, and I know they didn't win anything, but on paper, that Brooklyn Nets team, we're not going to see that again, at least under this CBA, with that type of grouping of superstars all on one team. You have more talent spread out evenly, and that's really brought the fact that all these teams feel like they have a chance to win. The Eastern Conference is, on paper at least, as good as it has been in decades, where you have, you know, six teams that I think realistically think, look, if things go our way, we could push the Celtics and we could win the Eastern Conference.
Is it an unfortunate thing that maybe the biggest storyline right now is the LeBron James, Bronny James situation in Los Angeles for a Lakers team that honestly doesn't look that great? I don't feel like they're going to be saying they're contending for an NBA title. There's so many great teams and so many great stories, yet maybe it's a lazy narrative, but the narrative keeps going back to what's happening in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, I get the fatigue with the story, and it remains to be seen how much time Bronny James is actually going to see at the NBA level. I mean, the Lakers haven't come out and said it, but I would assume most of his time is going to be spent in the G League. We had the Lakers in Milwaukee for one of our preseason games, and you can see there's still a lot of work to be done with Bronny, but just the fact that you have a player that is able to play in an NBA game with his son, I would assume we're going to see that tonight, that J.J. Redick's going to put them on the floor together, and then you'll probably see Bronny getting a majority of his time in the G League. But to have a guy that's still at the level that LeBron James is and have a son that is in the league, regardless of how deserving he was of that spot where he was selected, that's the special part, because you got to go back to the Griffies playing together, and we're going on, what, 30-plus years with that.
We're talking with Justin Garcia. Past Boston, and you've already talked about Oklahoma City and that group that they put together. I mean, 2 years ago, when nobody knew who Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was, and he's come on to be one of the top players in the NBA. The way they've put that team together, they're stars, but it's not like you've got all these household names. But when you look at that group and you look at that team, my goodness, they are so good.
Yeah, and I, you know, kind of talked about the CBA and where we're headed, and it's going to prevent teams from building these super teams. And more than that, I think it's really going to shorten the window for every team. That even Boston, like, they're the favorites to win the championship. They were clearly the best team last year, but the questions are going to be there towards the end of this season if they fall short, certainly. But next year, they're going to face some serious challenges with the way that the roster is constructed and the money that's out there. So the big piece of the CBA is, I think it's shortening your window, where realistically you probably have 3 years, maybe four at the absolute most, to keep a group together and contend, because you're going to have to start to pay everybody. The Thunder are the one team that might be able to prolong that, just because they have all these young guys and they have a treasure trove of draft picks yet that they can still make moves. Or, as we've seen Sam Presti do, say, well, rather than trading these picks, I'm just going to use them and continue to develop guys. And when players leave, we have new guys coming in.
What's the team that, if you're sitting at home and just about everybody's playing and you're flipping through the games on League Pass or whatever, that if they're playing and the Bucks are not that night, so you've got the night off, what's the team that you most enjoy watching?
Oh, well, the Thunder were up there last year. The Timberwolves were up there last year. And I think they're going to be even more fun to watch this year, because I know it's a big piece to lose Karl-Anthony Towns. Dante DiVincenzo, we got a chance to see quite a bit in Milwaukee. He's going to be very good for them. And I think Julius Randle is going to provide most of what Karl-Anthony Towns did. And you get to watch Anthony Edwards ascend into a level where he may be in the MVP discussion. Some of the young teams, too, I mean, I think it's the majority of people would point to the San Antonio Spurs and watching Victor Wembanyama. The problem with that is there's just not a whole lot of talent on that team. I know you brought in Chris Paul. That's pretty much it. I still think they're a mid-30s wins team at best. So a lot of the Western Conference teams, and the Phoenix Suns too, because I think they're going to be very good. Mike Budenholzer, we witnessed it here in Milwaukee. He knows how to lift the floor of teams. He is a very good regular season coach. And that team last year did not shoot a lot of threes. Wherever Bud goes, you shoot threes. I remember our first preseason game with Bud as the head coach. I think the Bucks took 50-plus threes in that game, and we all looked at each other like, is this what the offense is going to be? And look, he had Giannis win two MVPs under him. This Suns roster is probably the most talented group he's ever had. So I think they're going to be a very fun team to watch.
All right, let's talk a little Blues hockey before we get you out of here, which I've had people like question sometimes when I've had you on. Like, why did you start asking the basketball guy all these hockey questions? You are a legit big Blues fan. That's your team. You actually got to see them in person this year because the Blues played an exhibition game at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. They've won four of their first six. They're back in action tonight. Some of the pieces that they brought in the offseason, doing a nice job. They gave Jake Neighbors a contract extension today. What are your overall thoughts right now on the way the Blues have started their season?
Overall, very pleased. It was kind of a coming into the season before the offer sheet fiasco. You were still kind of like, well, still feels like it's going to be a year or two away of up and down play and not really pushing for the postseason. But that at least sparked interest. They have a lot of nice pieces. Didn't really know what to expect from Dylan Holloway. I was always very high on Philip Broberg and thought he was going to make an impact, if for no other reason than they don't have a lot of help on the back line defensively. And I've been blown away by what Philip Broberg has been able to do so far this season. I just feel like it's a young enough group with pieces that are veteran enough that if they can keep playing like this and find that spark at the midpoint of the season, I think they're going to be very interesting to watch, especially with Jordan Binnington in the net. And I know it's been up and down early so far. But I think we've seen enough of the sample size from Vinny to know what to realistically expect from him. So I still think this is going to be a playoff team, certainly not in the top three in their division, but I think they're going to be a playoff team by the end of the year.
Did you like the Neighbors 2-year extension?
Well, I was just having this conversation with one of the maybe two or three other hockey fans that I have in my life here in Milwaukee, and saying, you know, I every year I look at the Bucks schedule to try to see when is there a gap where I can get to St. Louis to take in a game. I don't know if we actually have one this year, so that's why the preseason game, seeing it in Milwaukee, was big. But also saying, look, I got to figure out, who am I going to buy a jersey of, a sweater of for this team? Because I think we've talked about this, Matt. My all-time favorite player will forever be Chris Pronger. I tried to get down there for the special Pronger night a couple of years ago, but we had a Bucks game. And I used to have a Chris Pronger jersey for years through college and after that. And now it's time to replace that and find somebody else. And I think Jake Neighbors is the guy.
Okay. That's those are strong words coming from Justin Garcia. Justin, we appreciate you taking some time. We will check back in with you throughout the course of the NBA season and the Blues season, for that matter, if you're all right with that.
All right. Sounds good, Matt.
All right. Very good. Justin Garcia, at Justin Garcia NBA on social media, tweets about the NBA, but also tweets about the Blues and other things. So check him out for sure. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear a little from Drew Bannister as the Blues do get set to wrap up their 4-game homestand this evening. They are in action. They are going to get started in about 12 minutes against the Winnipeg Jets, and we'll get some pregame audio leading into that coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.